Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, sadly, Black Fire has become the second largest wildfire burning in New Mexico. And it has taken over 20,000 acres over the past 24 hours, totally more than 77,000 acres, becoming the second largest wildfire currently burning now. The wildfire started under a week ago on May 13th in the Gila National Forest, which is about 24 miles north of Mimbres. The cause of the fire is still unknown. There's high temperatures, low humidity, winds have culminated. So obviously there's a lot of conditions for the fire to grow. They say based on infrared light from Tuesday night, the fire, I wonder if they mean infrared light. I don't know. But they said the fire is estimated to be burning 77,529 acres of forest land. And, you know, keep in mind, when we're in the desert in Southwest, we need as much trees making oxygen as possible. So when our trees go up in smoke, it sucks. It's not good. We are being told no percentage of the perimeter is contained. More than 250 personnel are working to contain the blaze. So a Type 2 incident management team took over the fire early May 18th. Now greater capabilities for resources. The fire was active with short runs and spotting Tuesday. A spot fire was seen across Diamond Creek. So we have hotshot crews, air tankers working on the eastern portion of the fire, burning in grassy fields, fire lines constructed, crews assessing structures and roads, and what they could do for containment. So, you know, we just spoke about the hurricane season and how the Southwest and the West is getting drier. A map and a guide for those of us looking at our wildfire risk is now available for 145 million properties in the United States. This comes from Wildfire Today. And an organization has developed a system for calculating the wildfire risk of 145 million properties this year. The First Streets Foundation's, quote, risk factor is a free source of probabilistic wildfire risk information where anyone can enter a street address and within seconds see the risk for both wildfires and floods in that location. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're west and southwest, there's a good chance. But also, you know, it looks at other things. It looks at trees. It looks at weather. You know, I mean, I live in Nevada. Northern Nevada has wildfire risks, but Reno, surprisingly, you know, actually the Verde area, they do. The Sierras get fires. But there are little swaths of areas that don't seem to be as bad. So the Marshall Fire near Boulder, Colorado, last year destroyed 1,000 homes, damaged 179. They looked up the risk factor for these properties in a community that had total destruction. And they said 3 of 10 had moderate fire factor, meaning there was a 1.842 or 1.84% chance of being a wildfire in the next 30 years. The Coastal Fire, which destroyed 20 homes last week in Laguna Niguel, California, damaged 11. They said 2 they looked at in the zone was severe destruction, received a 3 of 10, which is moderate fire factor, which means there was a like 0.93 to 1.54% chance risk of being in a wildfire in the next 30 years. So let me see if I can find the website for you. It's called Risk Factor, and let me see. It's called riskfactor.com. So I'm going to put in my address. Here we go. Sesame Street, 101 Sesame. Sesame Street. I had left one Sesame Street. Okay, where's my risk? Okay, I got flood risk. Oh, that sucks. Okay, they say risk of any flood water reaching this building in 30 years is 99%. Okay, I live in the desert. Okay, where's my fire risk? Okay, that's a flood factor. My fire factor, I got a 5 out of 10. That means there's a 7.9% risk I could have a fire. Oh, that stinks. They say the property has a 0.2% chance of wildfire, which would go to 0.33 because of the environment. Oh, my God. He looks at my house. Oh, you know why? It's because we've got the cats and the dogs running around. Yeah, they run around. They bug me when I cook. So maybe it's because they think that's going on. Also, it's really, really hot. And then it goes over the damage that could happen with wildfires. So it's an interesting tool. I'll write something up and post it because I want you guys to be able to see that. That's, no, it's interesting. But, you know, it stinks that we are always kind of at this, you know, fear that, you know, at any time we are going to, you know, have to prepare for some sort of natural disaster, whether it's hurricanes on the east side, whether it's, you know, fires, whether it's earthquakes, you know, and it just kind of reminds us that we don't necessarily have weather handled. You know, they keep talking about, well, climate change. You know, the climate is changing. The climate has always changed. You know, I mean, these are things that we've known about. I mean, the Grand Canyon was not made overnight. Okay, there was obviously, you know, much more of the Colorado, and the Colorado's been drying up. It didn't happen since, you know, the 1950s. This happened even way before that. So we know the climate changes. And the West is getting drier, and the East is getting wetter. That's just, you know. But, you know, I think we are moving to areas that are cheaper, that are less maybe political, depend on our leanings, less taxes. And I think we're living in areas that may not necessarily be where humans are supposed to live. I mean, I love trees, and I love camping, and I love being outdoors and nature. But maybe, you know, part of what is happening is because we as humans are going into places where humans aren't supposed to be. And I'm not saying everybody move out of California. I'm not saying everybody move out of these, you know, these beautiful forest areas, but, you know, we're putting up trees, we're putting up electricity, we're, you know, having fires, we try to warm ourselves, we try to live, we're eating the food, we're bringing in garbage, and then here comes animals and bears and things like that. And I'm not saying don't go outdoors, you know, I'm not saying, you know, not to enjoy it, but sometimes we just have to wonder if we are, you know, maybe artificially doing something that could be worsening this, and that's why, you know, we're destroying nature more than we think. 1-877-DOT-SELLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly approved $40 billion to aid Ukraine. Ukraine appears to have had to surrender Mariupol, and they have been able to push back and hold on in its third month of this war with Russia and has done amazingly well, considering it looks like a David and Goliath sort of fight, but it did this with the help of other countries, and so the U.S., you know, still does need to show its support. And so the final vote was 86 to 11. For this $40 billion package of emergency aid, the bill is going to President Biden for its signature. All Democrats supported the legislation. 11 Republican senators voted against it. Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, Mike Braun of Indiana, they named a bunch of them. I'm not exactly sure why there was I didn't really listen to all the different, I think some of the opposition had to do with, well, you know, the European Union also paying is, you know, what about America First? So it's one of those tricky things because I think everybody wants to help Ukraine, but there's a, Rand Paul wanted an amendment to get a special investigator in Afghanistan, and that's where I think it goes, where, you know, there's other people in these, the other things that are in these bills, and then people oppose them, and, you know, it's like, but it was a $40 million aid package, you know, like, but what else was in there? But as far as I'm concerned, you know, we have to. Chuck Grassley from Iowa noted that some of the money is going to the U.S. military. He said at least 25% is directly going to the military in the U.S., some to strengthen our forces in Europe, and then a good deal of it is humanitarian. They said if you believe in the rule of law and if you believe that Putin could be on a slippery slope, is he going to stop in Ukraine? Is he going to go into Eastern Europe like they did before? That's something that's going to cost a lot more money. So I get it. Rand Paul said, by my calculation, each income taxpayer in our country would need to pay $500 to support this $40 billion, which by some accounts is a down payment and will need to be replenished in about 4 months. So, you know, I get that there's discussion. I get, you know, it's a lot of spending. I do wonder where the money comes from, but at this point, Ukraine is the only thing that's kind of holding us back from World War III. And so as far as I'm concerned, if we're not going to have boots on the ground, which I don't think we should do, we help as much as we can. So I'm for it. But it's definitely going to be an expensive process. So, you know, Ukrainian foreign minister is trying to find ways to unblock its food exports. Ukraine wouldn't need all this money if they were still able to run at full operation. But they can't. And a lot of their exports is being blocked by Russia, not to mention everybody seems to be, you know, arming up and trying to fight against the Russians, so it's a lot harder for other cities to still do their work. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, according to CNN, has discussed ways to unblock the food exports with its UK counterpart. There's going to be food shortages if the UK is the breadbasket of Europe. In a tweet Thursday, Kuleba said he spoke with Truss about ways to hold Russia accountable for its aggression and unblock Ukraine's food exports. They say Russia bears full responsibility not only for killing, torturing, and raping Ukrainians, but also for starving people across the world, including Africa. So, they're trying to find ways to export agricultural products from Ukraine and import fuel into Ukraine. So, early on Thursday, the World Food Program Chief David Beasley said the failure to open ports in Ukraine would, quote, be a declaration of war on global food security, resulting in famine, destabilization of nations, as well as mass migration by necessity. So this obviously is causing, as I said, instability, not only economically, but food-wise, health-wise. And so, this is the job of the UN. This is what the UN is supposed to be doing. So hopefully they're on it. Sounds like they're going even slower than, you know, Biden did with the baby formula. Ukrainian commander is still inside the Azovstal plant. They're vowing that the fight continues, that they haven't surrendered. Hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers have left the Azovstal plant, but they say there are still likely hundreds inside the besieged complex, and they appear to include some senior commanders. One of them is Major Bogdan Krodovich, chief of staff of the Azov regiment. Over the past few days, he has posted on his social media accounts frequently talking about military tactics and the fight ahead for Ukraine. Not so much about what might happen to him. And that's interesting that, you know, he's posting. You would think they would want to, I don't know, be more covert, but I guess, you know, if that's their only way to outside and to, you know, you don't usually see military people tweet, you know, and Facebook and things like that. But he is letting people know they're there. In a post Wednesday, he suggested that he would not be surrendering, saying the fight continues. Russia's defense ministry says over 1,700 Ukrainian soldiers have surrendered at the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol since May 16th. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian military official said the evacuation of the plant is continuing. He believes Russia will uphold its word to treat soldiers according to international law. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it has registered hundreds of Ukrainian prisoners of war who have left the plant. So there is concern that the people that are taken are going to be tortured, sent to camps. Russia has insinuated that they may try them for war crimes, and I believe there is one Russian soldier that's already being tried on the Ukrainian side. But it's obviously going to be a very concerning, you know, what happens. And you know, as we spoke of before, a lot of people got trapped, a lot of people were stuck in Ukraine, and people were asking why didn't they leave when they could. And if you don't remember, Ukrainians fought. They stayed to fight. Some women and children got out of there in safety, but the husband stayed, and some women said, I'm staying with you. You know, you're my family. Where am I going to go? To a foreign country without you? And I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay with the other women. We're going to be here. We're going to throw Molotov cocktails. We're going to support you. And we're going to help fight off as well. So while you had many Ukrainians saying, I'm not getting out of here, sadly, some of those are the ones that are now trapped. Sweden and Finland met with U.S. President Joe Biden, leaders of those countries, at the White House. They have submitted their NATO membership. Of course, there's a, of course, Turkey is probably one of the no votes that they might get for the NATO expansion. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan reiterated his opposition to including them in NATO membership, and the 30-member alliance has to be unanimous. He had suggested in recent days that he could cause trouble, obviously, for Stockholm and Helsinki. The Turkish president's comments spelled out a more definitive conclusion. He said, speaking to a group of young Turks in a video, he accused Sweden and Finland of being a home to terrorists, a comment that references his displeasure at their refusal to extradite individuals Turkey has deemed terrorists. He said, NATO is a security organization. We cannot accept the presence of terrorist organizations in it. Now, the Turkish president accused not only of those two nations, but top NATO nations like the U.S. of turning a blind eye to harassment its claims to have endured from members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK. PKK has been designated a terrorist group by the U.S., European Union, and Turkey. So we knew this would be, I mean, you would think, okay, there's a NATO. Right? Countries get in there, get that safety, because then if Russia tries to move closer, now they have to deal with the armies of 31 countries or 32 countries. But nothing's going, you know, as simple as we hope. 2022 is just as dramatic as some of these other years. And so in order for any country to join NATO, there has to be an all-for-one, one-for-all attitude, because if any of these countries get attacked, then Turkey has to come to their aid. Canada has to come to their aid. Now, it sounds like the U.S., of course, has offered huge, you know, support for their bids, so the U.S. will support them. You know, now Finland and Sweden are expressing hopes for quick ratification, but if Turkey says no, then it could stop there unless people convince Turkey to say, look, let's at least give them provisional, or let's, but, you know. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had asked if military is going to Ukraine. I don't know. I heard that even though they're reopening the embassy, they're not necessarily going to have military security. I'm sure there's, you know, there's forces nearby in Poland and NATO countries, you know, to be there on standby. I can't necessarily answer that question. You know, as we're about to move forward, but, you know, I just want to say, you know, this whole war is something we've never seen, and we're so caught up in everything going on from the political standpoint that we don't realize that there is reports of very heinous activities, very similar to what happened with World War II and Holocaust. So whatever decisions we make, it has to be, you know, calculated but swift. And people are dying just as we're talking about, you know, the NATO back and forth. And, you know, the average Ukrainian wants this war and needs this war over. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the bids by Finland and Sweden to join NATO.
Today I am proud to welcome and offer the strong support of the United States for the applications of two great democracies.
Biden meeting with the leaders of the two European allies at the White House and calling it a momentous day. He said NATO is the most powerful defensive alliance in the history of the world. The man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store has been indicted by a grand jury. Some family members of the victims were in the courtroom, with one yelling out to Peyton Gendron as he was let out after the hearing was adjourned.
Peyton, you're a coward!
Gendron allegedly killed 10 people at the Tops grocery store last weekend. He is charged with first-degree murder. He remains held without bail and is due back in court on June 9th. USA Radio News. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf testifies before the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration about the ongoing baby formula shortage. He says the Abbott Laboratories factory in Michigan is on track to reopen in 1 to 2 weeks.
It looks like it is going well, that Abbott has remediated a number of the issues, and we're going to make sure it gets done as quickly as it possibly can.
The House also voted to approve a $28 billion supplemental bill to address the baby formula shortage. The Senate is giving the thumbs up to a new ambassador in Ukraine.
The Senate confirmed Bridget Brink overnight as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, filling the post as officials plan to return American diplomats to Kyiv during the war. Ms. Brink's reputation precedes her, as she was confirmed by the Senate unanimously without a formal roll call vote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is cool, all right? I don't know how many of you guys will get a taco or a burrito and it starts to fall apart. A good made taco and a good made burrito won't. And I know people ask, you know, why would you make a food that would just fall all over you? Just like a burger. A burger well done with the condiments perfectly placed won't drip. You know, and just people are doing it wrong. Well, a few university students decided to find a way to fix burritos falling apart. And they are engineering students from Johns Hopkins University. And they made a tape, an edible tape, that can hold stuffed wraps together and prevent messy lunches. It's edible, it's safe, and it's supposed to have the tensile strength to hold together a well-filled burrito, taco, or gyro. Yeah, I'm going to have a gyro for lunch. That sucker drips. Oh, my gosh. That's always... And I mean, you just got to, you know... And then I don't care if I drip the sauce, but if the meat falls out, now I lose the meat. I don't want to lose the meat. So this is dubbed Tasty Tape. And the invention is an edible sticky tape designed to hold a burrito together while it's being eaten. We're going to take your calls in a second. Daniel's on it. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's a Tasty Tape. You're able to enjoy your tortilla, enjoy your meal, mess free. And it's, you know, good for these guys. You know, my son just had the senior design, you know, where a bunch of seniors had to come up with projects, and he came up with the, you know, the fire retardant, fire suppression system for car fires. So good for you guys, engineering students. Really, really proud of you. And keep up the good work, because we need to eat our burritos. Okay, so I'm on Facebook, and one of my Facebook buddies had posted a very, very interesting letter she got from her landlord. And I think she is one of many who's kind of now facing this. And so I asked her to call into the show. It's Angela. And, Angela, thank you so much for taking the time to call in, because, you know, when I saw what you posted, I was shocked. Talk to us about what's going on.
Well, it's the same thing that happened to my friend last year. I think it's the management company, Pistern or Pickern, however you pronounce it. They just send a, you know, normally when you're coming to the end of your lease, they send you an offer letter about renewing your lease. Maybe they raise the rent or whatever, offer new terms. But this time they just sent me a letter saying, we've declined to offer you renewal, and we're asking you to do a no-cause, I guess, eviction, or I can't remember the term they used. But just no offer. And so I was concerned. I was like, well, why? What happened? So I did send them an email. She responded to me today. She still gave me no reason. She just said, it's in your lease that we can ask you to leave for no reason. And it's the end of your lease now. And so we are not wanting to renew with you. And we're asking you to leave. But this is no cause. And there will be no negative information on your rental history.
You know, it's horrible because, you know, when most of us, I mean, obviously, there, if it was a money issue and they wanted to, you know, raise, or they have tenants that'll pay more, they would usually give you first right of refusal. So it feels like there's something else going on, like, you know, either they're selling out, or, I mean, if you don't mind my asking, during the eviction moratorium, were you in that apartment with those, or were you, you know, paying rent? Can I ask, do you think that's a factor?
No, I worked through the whole COVID thing, so I pay my rent. I pay my rent early every single month. I've been there, and I've been there just over a year. It hasn't been a long time. The first time was 12 months. The second renewal was 7 months. So it's up August 9th, and so this is the time they would normally send me the renewal letter, but instead they've offered me no renewal, no chance of renewal, and just told me I basically have to vacate the premises.
Oh my gosh. You know, I'm gonna talk to local news outlets, if you don't mind, about what you're going through, because I don't think you're the only one. And like you said, you had a friend that also has been evicted, not for issues of payment. You were a good tenant, and it doesn't make sense, because now my guess is you're forced to move and your rent is going to be very high, because you and I are both in Las Vegas, Nevada. Our listeners are listening from all over, but our rent has just skyrocketed where we live.
I know. So I'm going to have to downsize. But the hardest part is I wasn't planning to move because my lease is up in August. That is seriously the hottest time of the year.
Right.
And to move during that time is extremely difficult for anybody. So I was really going to try to avoid that, even though my lease ended up at that period. You know, if they could have just bumped me till the winter, that would have been great. But they just gave me no option.
Well, I'm going to see if our people can reach out just to kind of interview them and see. I'm sure they're not going to give us any details on why people have to leave. I mean, I you know, some rumors could be foreign entities or buying up properties. But again, if they're selling the property, they want a fully loaded tenant roster. Something's
right.
Not right.
Yeah. And it's a huge complex. And the one that happened to my friend was another brand new huge complex, but it's managed by the same company.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well,
my only thought could be is that maybe they want to remodel it and offer it at a much higher rate.
Could be. But then again, give you first right of, because the average person doesn't want to move. Give them first right of refusal. Give them, you know, this, and we are having like like this now eviction sort of momentum going on with these landlords. And, I mean, just from what I understand and know you about, you know, you look like you'd be an ideal tenant. You know, any other ideas you have, you know, let me know, and anything we could do to help, because I think that is, that's very stressful, very frustrating, and I'm really kind of glad you shared that so people know, and, you know, maybe we could get local news to help or just to get some answers.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have to go back through and read my lease very carefully, because they're saying that they have this right as stated in my lease. And I'm sure that if I'd read this, it would have caused concern, so maybe I skipped over it. But I think it's, being that it's happened to one of my friends last year and now it's happening to me again, you basically, you have no rights, because it's written in the lease this way. So you just have to go, whether you prepared for it or not. And moving expenses and deposits and all of that are usually something that most of us have to save up for, mm-hmm. especially now that it's more expensive.
Yeah, because they're going to be charging first month. These new places are charging first month, last month's fees, background fees. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Angela, thank you for calling in, and I hope that I hope we could figure out some way to help you, even if it needs to be a GoFundMe page or something. But I'm sorry this is happening, and we gotta figure out why people, because I don't think you're the only one. I've heard that people are they'll rent, they'll sell their home, even thinking, oh wow, good, I could you know make money in this market, and then they rent either a house or an apartment, and then they have to keep moving because they keep getting evicted, even though they're paying rent. So, but like you said, maybe that's what they want to do. They want to, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not fair, and I really think that it's unseemly to me that it works this way. And a lot of people would tell you the 60 days is a long time, but in this market, it's not. And not only that, but hiring people to help you move in the middle of summer in Las Vegas is not easy either.
Exactly. There's a labor shortage. You know, there's not enough vehicles. People are moving in for the new school year. Godspeed. Please keep us posted. And you know, I'm sorry this is happening to you, Angela. And hopefully, you know, somehow we get the word out and something gets done, okay?
Well, thanks, my friend. We're Facebook buds, so you'll see what's going on.
I want to. Thank you, Angela. You take care. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I mean, we've spoken about, you know, the plight of landlords during the eviction moratorium. Obviously, that was not easy, and I mean, I'm grateful for landlords not kicking people out, but the people that pay, you know, we knew that once the eviction moratorium got lifted, those that didn't pay rent were probably going to be on the chopping block, you know, because they're going to want to fill with people who pay. But maybe Angela's right. Maybe what's going on is, you know, you have good paying tenant, you know, good tenant, not wrecking the place. Maybe what it is these companies think they could get more and they want to, you know, change it up and, you know, make it more of a, because we have a lot of these luxury apartment complexes now. And I'm like, you know, like did you know Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, they're talking about penthouse one, penthouse two, three, four, five. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. But then at least give first right of refusal to your current tenants. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you that are planning a cruise, maybe on Carnival or some of these other cruises, make sure you have a backup plan in case they have to cancel. Not so much because of COVID directly, but because they can't keep their ships fully staffed. We're being told by the street that Carnival Cruise Line is struggling to get crew. Crew have been lost due to COVID, the extended time it takes to train them and onboard them, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and there's a lot of crew that just don't want to come back to work. Not only is Carnival having issues, but Royal Caribbean is. They've also experienced intermittent crew shortages. Land-based hospitality businesses are also dealing with labor problems. And the cruise line has to be upfront. They have to make it clear to passengers that the certain experiences might be different. And now Carnival's brand ambassador, John Held, has gone to Facebook to share some upcoming onboard changes that the cruise line has had to make due to not having enough crew members. So both Carnival and Royal Caribbean have these loyalty programs designed to entice customers to keep cruising. You know, I know a couple people where that's all they do is cruise. They live on cruise ships. And they go from one to another. There's cruises all year long, even if it's the same one, and they live there, and it's actually cheaper to live on a cruise. You get food, exercise, you get to be on the beach. So I think cruises are becoming more and more popular, and less people are worried about COVID. I'm a little shy of a cruise because of what happened to the, I forget if it was called the Princess. It's that one where when COVID first started, the people were forced to stay imprisoned on the ship, and they're like, but I don't want to get COVID, get me off, and they wouldn't let you because no country wanted them. And so that's why I'm afraid to be on a cruise ship, because I'm so worried I won't be able to get off. But Carnival has a program called the Very Important Fun Person, the VIFP. Passengers move up in the program by earning points for every night they sail. People with higher status can get onboard perks, bragging rights, access to special events. But those perks are now suspended because of staffing issues. Normally, cruises 5 nights or longer hold diamond events like parties for passengers who achieve that level. Loyal passengers get, you know, maybe they'll get upgrades, things like that. So apparently a lot of those things have been canceled. Well, if that's canceled, because you have to pay to drink alcohol. And sometimes these things give you free alcohol. So that's going to make people mad. And then Carnival is apparently having to make some onboard changes. They stopped operating its Cucina del Capitano Italian restaurant, as well as the chef's table dining experience, according to Cruise Hive. Those are going to be closed through the end of June. Some ships, you know, might have, you know, these extra restaurants on there. My son and his girlfriend went on a cruise, and they said there weren't a lot of restaurants on or open. So if they don't have the staff, it's not going to happen. Just easier to run the buffet. So, you know, it's usually people like their perks because these are expensive. These cruises are expensive. But it just shows that everybody's seeming to have very similar problems when it comes to staffing. Now, this hit the headlines, which is sadly, I think, the reality of what a lot of companies are doing wrongly. So Wells Fargo is now being accused of scheduling fake job interviews with black applicants to show they're being diverse. A former employee, who I believe has now been fired, has accused Wells Fargo of scheduling fake interviews with black and female candidates for roles that were already filled in order to boost the bank's diversity statistics, as according to Daily Mail. Former Wells Fargo Wealth Management executive Joe Bruno claims he was fired last August after he blew the whistle to his bosses that the bank's alleged fake interviews were inappropriate, morally wrong, and ethically wrong. Bruno says that he was instructed to conduct interviews with black candidates for the lower-paying financial advisor and financial consultant positions, despite the fact that he or his superiors already picked somebody for the job. Bruno told the Times at a certain point he refused to conduct the interviews, telling his bosses, I got a black person on the other side of the table who has no shot at getting the job. Oh, it's wrong. It's so wrong. Bruno was one of 7 current and former Wells Fargo employees that claimed their bosses in the wealth management unit instructed them to interview diverse candidates, including women, people of color for positions that have already been filled. 5 other people have come forward and said they were aware of the practice or took part in arranging in the interviews. So apparently there are checkboxes and diversity demands and, you know, that are causing these employers to actually be more discriminatory. And that's why I keep saying, you know, we need to be really, really careful when we start to, whenever you give a rule or a mandate, people get out of it. You know, just like the vaccines. Offer the vaccines, Geiser's vaccines. Once you mandated it, there was a huge push to try to find fake vaccine cards. You know, I mean, companies should be hiring the best people for the job, and they should have a diverse, diverse, you know, workplace. But if you say, look, we need to know that you interviewed 10% or 20% or 50% of a certain race or color or gender, then if somebody thinks they're not qualifying, they're not going to go and do the right thing. They're going to make sure they check the boxes. And you know how horrible that is to go in for an interview and think you have a shot and possibly turn down another job or lose out on interviewing somewhere else just so you could check their boxes because of diversity requirements? It's horrible. And I told you, it's like, you know, I don't want anybody to think I made it to medical school because I was a girl. I was chosen, I mean, I believe, because of my merits. And I don't want people thinking because now they're saying, you got to hire a woman, that I'm only who I am today because I'm a woman. Yeah, well, she's only in radio because there's so many men, and she was a female, so that's why people have her. I don't want to think that. I want to think it's because I bring something that other people don't to the table. There's not a lot of doctors that, you know, tell you guys the real scoop on stuff. It's a niche. Not that I have boobies, but that I'm an MD, that I'm a business owner. You know, that I could comment and relate everything to psychology, health, business, education, money. So, you know, employee-employer, you know, relations are very important, especially to health. And so, yeah, I comment on it, but I don't want people to think, oh, you know what, she got the job because she's a woman. And so, you know, I really think what we need to do is relook at what are these things that are scaring people into having fake interviews. I mean, remember, the whole point is for you having a diverse workplace. So if you have all, you know, of one single, let's say it's all white male, you know, can somebody, you know, why is it? Is it that not enough women apply? Not enough, you know, is it that, you know, there is somebody there that's all they prefer? What is going on there? But if it's, look, guys, you hired a bunch of people. Now there's these rules. So by May of 2022, you have to show you check these boxes. People are going to panic, and they're going to be like, well, then, you know, let's just interview and you know, because they don't want to get canceled. They don't want to look like they, you know, aren't diverse. So it's a shame, and, you know, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ariana Wonderly wears high heels. Good for her. But not only did she wear high heels, but she walked back and forth across a six-foot-high tightrope 52 times. In these 4-inch suckers. This smashed a previous record. She grew up in a circus performing family, has now unofficially broke a Guinness World Record with her father, who acted as the spotter. She's an 18-year-old who was able to walk a tightrope for a length of 640 feet for an hour while she was in high heels. She said, this community has supported me throughout my life, and it's really been nice to give back to everyone and be able to celebrate this crazy thing. It raised money for Circus Smirkus, a nonprofit youth circus based in Greensboro, Vermont. Very, very cool. I can't walk in high heels for 5 feet. That's fantastic. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.